From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Some stories have a shelf life of a day or two. Other stories have legs. Today's Science Out of the Box is a story with legs. Picture a whale. Now, picture a whale with legs. It's not that far-fetched. Paleontologist Mark Ewan has examined whale fossils found in Alabama and Mississippi. He's just published a scholarly paper for the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology, and he says he's found the missing link in the evolution of whales from creatures with legs to creatures with flukes, the triangular fins at the end of the tail. He joined us here in Studio 2A today and described what this whale might have looked like.
It would probably be recognizable as a whale to some extent. It looks long, has a long face, which is very characteristic of whales. It has some large teeth, which it used to probably eat fish and squid, and has a relatively long, sleek body. But the things that are different are that whales today have a blowhole on top of their head, and that the blowhole, this animal, is not quite as far back on the skull, and it has these big hind legs, which are completely gone from modern whales, and they lack the tail flukes, which again are characteristic of modern whales.
They had to have legs to steer because they didn't have the flukes that modern whales have.
Well, in fact, they had legs because they're mammals, and mammals, the most primitive mammals, have legs. And so whales today don't have them, but their ancestors at some point in the past did.
So it didn't use them for walking on land, obviously. What did it use them for, and what kind of motion did it make swimming?
What I interpret this new fossil to say is that they used those hind legs to propel them through the water. So they would put their legs out behind them and then move their spine up and down in the water, pushing the legs through the water and using the feet to push them through the water rather than the tail like modern whales do today.
Where does this discovery fit in the overall evolution of whales? And how long ago are we talking about?
This animal lived about 40 million years ago. We've known for a long time that whales had hind legs from other fossils from India and Pakistan and other places in the world. But this demonstrates a moment in this evolutionary story where about 38 million years ago, so about 2 million years after this animal, we have fossils of animals that demonstrably had the tail fluke, and this really pinpoints that moment in whale evolution when whales really acquire a lot of the characteristics that any person who would look for what makes a whale, those characteristics arise in that 2 million years. So it really hones down where that transition occurred.
You gave a very good description of the whale, but I just want to give you one. For it was not so much his uncommon bulk that so much distinguished him from other sperm whales, but, as was elsewhere thrown out, a peculiar snow-white wrinkled forehead and a high, pyramidal white hump. These were his prominent features, the tokens whereby, even in the limitless, uncharted seas, he revealed his identity at a long distance to those who knew him. A good description.
Excellent. Moby Dick, right?
Yes. You probably get that a lot as a paleontologist.
Moby Dick actually has an entire chapter devoted to fossil whales. So I'm very happy that Melville took the time to describe where his animals of interest came from, as well as what they looked like in the description you just gave.
Well, it's been a great pleasure having you with us. Thanks so very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
To see an artist's rendering of what this whale with legs may have looked like, go to our website, npr.org.